So, Joe, the Hummingbird Project has a new home. Can you tell us about what the move's been like for you and your team of Hummingbird Heartbeats, as you like to call them?
Do you know what? It's been really hard work. We haven't been open to the public whilst we've been closed for 2 weeks, whilst we've been moving over. But we've done about 50 requests whilst we've been closed. So we've still been available for people to use. So trying to do that and also move with the amount of stuff, if anyone's been in, they know the absolute amount of the sheer volume of stuff that we have. So it's been hard, but we've had such an amazing team. I think on the day that we moved, we had about 35 people. The day after, we probably had the same amount. And then our core team of volunteers have worked really hard over the last couple of weeks to get everything ready so that it actually looks like a shop when people come in, where you can actually walk around now and browse.
How was the first day in the new space for you as well?
Very busy. I think we probably had about 100 people come in through the door. A lot of donations. We had a brilliant team of volunteers in that day. So as the donations were coming in through the door, they were going out on the shelves and then they were pretty much going back out of the door again, which was fantastic. So it was busy. There was a really good vibe. It was really positive. Hopefully we managed to help everybody who came in. So yeah, we're just looking forward to many more days like that now.
And looking around, it's like a very much like a charity shop feel, isn't it? Is that the kind of feel you want people to have when they come in?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we want to try and do is to remove the stigma around clothing banks and that this is a hand up, not a handout. The whole idea is that this is powered by the community. So it's everything in here is donated by the community to be then reused by the community. So the idea that it looks like a shop is very important because it's more of a dignified distribution channel than if we were just sort of handing out bags of things to people so they can come in and they can choose, the children can choose DVDs and books and games, and the, you know, parents and adults can go round and browse in all of our different sections now. So it looks very different to the old place. There's a lot more space. It's ground floor and there is a ramp and there is a way for people to get prams in. So we are pram and wheelchair accessible now, and there's lots of places for people to sit down. So yes, it's a much more relaxed feel than it was in the old place.
And you still want to support charities as well, don't you? Because obviously you don't want local charity shops to feel like they're not getting donations as well and things like that.
Absolutely. We are so proud to be part of the pre-loved community in Glossop. I mean, almost everything that I buy is from a charity shop. I think it's a really diverse way of shopping. It keeps the prices down. It's sustainable. It helps to promote slow fashion. Our charity shops in Glossop are absolutely excellent. And we are so, so grateful for every donation that we get. But equally, we would absolutely promote people donating to our local charity shops, all the money that is made in charity shops through the sale of people's items always goes to help people in need, regardless of whatever charity shop people put it into. So we're really proud to be part of that pre-love community, and we want to do our best to promote charity shops as well as other charitable groups in the area, such as ourselves.
So what will these new premises allow you to do that perhaps the old premises didn't?
Sit down.
That's always good.
Yes, we are currently sat on our sofa, which was donated by one of my friends, which is fantastic. So we have an area in the middle which is called the hub. We have a table, football table. We've got lots of places for the kids to draw and colour in. We've got a sofa where people can sit down. So it's going to be much more of a community feel where people can come in and spend a little bit of time. We're hoping to start a timetable of events. So we're going to have sessions called On the Sofa With. So we would invite local experts in who are experts in, you know, financial matters or paying your rent or heating your house or make do amend or frugal recipes. So we'll be starting to launch that timetable in the spring.
There's so many things here as well, looking around, from toiletries to interview suits and things like that. There's just so many different things that people can come and have a look at and get.
Absolutely. So our new area, which has been built by one of our volunteers, Paul Garside, and all of the units were donated by Regency Kitchens, which is absolutely fantastic. So that now holds all of our toiletries, which are bought with the money that we get from our rags. So if anybody has any rags, please bring them in, label them as rags. We will recycle them properly. The money that we use for that, we spend on toiletries. We've got a whole host of cleaning products, which are donated for free by Derbyshire County Council. We've then got a homewares area. We've got baby wear. We've got baby equipment. We've got the same as we had last time, so children's wear all the way up to 18. We've then got men's and women's section, toys, books, stationery, games. And we've now got two new areas which we're going to be working on. So one is interview wear. So if anybody has any old interview outfits, shoes, handbags, jewellery, etc., we would be very grateful for those. And our other one, which is our seasonal campaign at the moment, which is prom wear. Everybody has something in their wardrobe that, like me, probably doesn't fit, and I wish it did. But if you have any fancy dresses, any nice suits and ties and, you know, high heels, anything like that, we'd be really grateful for those, because we will do our own appeal, but we're going to support some of the local high schools with that as well.
People don't know where the premises are and when they're open. Can you just remind people of when they can come?
Yes, we're very hidden at the moment because we don't have much signage, but we are at Unit 3 on Surrey Street, which is opposite the entrance to Glossop Football Club. If anyone knows the area, we are the units which are in between Whistle Stop and Glossop Gymnastics. So people can find us that way. We're open on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Sunday, 10 until 2. We're only really open then for donations, so we ask people not to leave donations if we're not open, just because there are a lot of other service users in the building. But if people are struggling with those hours, either to come in and get things or to donate things, then they can contact me or they can contact us through Facebook, and we will help them out.
People who perhaps don't know what Hummingbird do as well, perhaps just explain what you have been doing over the years as well.
Yeah, so we started Hummingbirds probably about 10 years ago in Buxton. We sent about 50,000 tonnes of aid over to refugee hotspots in Europe. Myself and Pam Lake, who now lives in Wales, and they have just got their own premises. So there are actually two Hummingbird projects. There's us and then there's one in North Wales as well. So they are setting up a smaller version of what we're doing here. We had the shop in Buxton and we ran that for probably about 5 years, had a break 2 years ago, started Hummingbird Project in the north here in my cellar, just running it as a clothing bank. We were helping with laptops and a tech appeal during COVID. We were being approached by schools for shoes for children and coats for children. And so I just said to my husband, look, we're going to have to set a clothing bank up in the cellar. And luckily, because he's fabulous, he said, OK, fine, do what you like. So it ran from our cellar for a year. We then received National Lottery funding. We were able to get premises at 174 High Street West. Martin Duncan has been fantastic with us. So we've been there for a year. 5 minutes after we moved in, we were too big for the space. So we always knew we were probably going to have to move. We've just received more funding, which is fantastic, from the council, which is great. And also from a community grant that the Bureau has just done, which is fantastic. So that's enabled us to get a bigger premises. So we're 1,800 square foot here now. And here we will stay for about 3 years. So everybody needs to spread the word about where we are. We're open to anybody, any postcode, any background. There is no eligibility criteria at all. You can use us because you need us. You can use us because you want to use us. You can come in and exchange things. You can bring in your rags. You can donate. We do take cash donations, but it's absolutely optional. People can just come in and give what they can and take what they need.
For people who are struggling out there as well, but perhaps a little bit reluctant to seek help, it's a very sort of friendly and welcoming environment here, isn't it?
I hope so. Yeah, that's the whole idea. I know it takes a lot sometimes for people to come forward and say that they need help, hence the reason why it looks like a shop rather than a clothing bank. We have a lot of people who we work with anonymously, don't want to come in. We will put the packs together and we will give it to them on their behalf. People can also reach out to any of their sort of social services or children's services or schools. So we have a lot of teachers who use our services for children that are in their schools. So you don't have to come direct to us. You don't have to come into the building. You can just contact us anonymously and we'll help you that way.
Just one final word about the volunteers that obviously you have here as well, who really have really helped us, particularly with the move and obviously looking after this place when it's open as well.
Absolutely. So I've got a team of team leaders, which are absolutely wonderful, and they help us to run it on a daily basis. As I said, we're open Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays. We're hoping to go 5 days a week plus the Sunday. Obviously, everyone in it, no one gets paid. Everybody is voluntary. I have a full time business that I run. So my team leaders are an integral part of this, followed by we have a vast number of volunteers who will come in. They'll do deliveries. They'll do collections. There's a whole network of probably over 50 people who feed in their services for free to help us to run. And for that, we are massively grateful and really couldn't do it without them.
Joe, thanks for your time. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.